Clear your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Good morning, Latia.
Good morning, Johnny.
It's been a couple of weeks. Well, I guess we've had public holidays and you've been busy working.
Yeah, well, I finished up work last night, got home just about 4, so a little bit.
Okay. hey, Latia, are you? I don't know where you are in the house. Maybe if you've got a room which has particularly good phone reception, maybe if you could.
Is that better?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe before when I just first rang you off air, you sounded crystal clear. But the second I put you on the radio, you sound a bit crackly. So I'm not sure what changed.
I'm in the same place. I'm in the car.
Ah, okay, okay. That sounds a bit better. Now, talk us through, what have you got? Have you actually been to the cinema?
I mean, there's a lot to catch up on that we can talk about in coming weeks.
Okay.
But I'm going to do two movies. One is Na'au Irua, In Two Worlds, the Marlon Williams documentary.
Oh, yes. Talk us through it.
Last week. It's awesome. It's so good. I mean, maybe I have a bit of personal bias because, you know, I've worked with Ish and Tim and Josh, who Ish directed the film, Tim was the DOP, and Josh edited it. They're incredible human beings, incredible artists. But this is a genuinely really great documentary, and I don't often say that sometimes about New Zealand documentaries. There's sort of like a kind of a formulaic approach, which I feel like can be a bit dull, but this one is truly a really beautiful artistic portrait of just such a charming and charismatic artist. But it's also incredibly vulnerable, but it's never heavy-handed. It's just really smart and just incredibly moving. And I think, you know, it's such what they're filming about Marlon making this album, you know, it's kind of hit at a really interesting political juncture at the moment, and it's just kind of elevated that to, I think, even more relevance. And I'm just very big on supporting New Zealand film. And so please, you know, if you're looking for a film to see this rainy weekend in cinemas, please just leave the Marvel and the, what is it, like the Power Bolts or what, I don't know what it's called. Just don't go to that. Just please go and see this film. Support local film, but it's also just a really excellent piece of cinema and I think a really cool direction that we're moving in terms of what we can do with documentary. I love that there's no face-to-camera interviews. It's all just captured kind of in real time, but it's got this beautiful artistry to it. So couldn't recommend that enough.
Now, you mentioned charisma, and I think that is a very valid point about Marlon Williams. He has it in spades. He has it in spades. How much of it is resting on his charisma?
He's incredibly charismatic and funny, but it never feels fake. Like, I think what Ursh and the team have done, because this was filmed like over 4 years, and I remember I read in an interview that she said, you know, he is very well media trained and he can, you know, he is very good at that, and so they wanted to cut through that and really show the person and their vulnerabilities and all his like humor and goofiness, and I think that's just what makes him really endearing without it being overly sincere or sentimental. It's just, it is really strong, and I think he's just seems like the coolest guy, like very joyous, very loved by everyone around him, but also, you know, you see the depth of like kind of his journey to create this and what it means to, you know, come back home, you know, after, you know, becoming a star around the world and to create an album in Te Reo and have to really go to ground quite literally and just, you know, and start from scratch and do that. And I think it's captured in just a really sharp, a really deft way, and I felt very moved by it. And you know, of course, the music's incredible. But yeah, I hope it, you know, does really well here and really well overseas, because yeah, people just love him. Like, audiences just he's incredible. But it never feels fake. It feels like, oh, that's him. Who he is.
That's so true. I think that's true. If every time I've met him, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, he's very authentic. Now, what's next?
So the other movie I saw, which I loved, was Sinners, Ryan Coogler's kind of southern gothic vampire epic set in, it's just kind of after, slavery hasn't ended, but there's been liberation and freedom of some slaves up to the north. But it's, yeah, two brothers, twins played by Michael B. Jordan, and it's set over the course of a night as they open up a juke joint in Mississippi. But then there's a vampire lurking about who wants to steal the souls and the talents of a very... they take under their wing. And it's just, it's like, it's just such a cool movie. It's one of those films that you watch. I saw it in IMAX. Unfortunately, I think its IMAX run is done. But it's just one of those films you watch and you're like, oh, that's cinema. Like, it just gives you that feeling of, like, someone who just loves film, they've put their heart on their sleeve, that it's, the music is beautiful, it's shot on film with IMAX cameras, beautifully shot, excellent performances, it's bloody, it's messy, it's strange, it's taking a big swing. I think it's just kind of movie making at its most exciting and its most enjoyable. And it's also an original concept, which I love. And I love that Ryan Coogler, he's the one that directed, the Black Panther film, his amazing film, Fruitvale Station, Creed. And this is quite a bit of a pivot for him, but I think he just goes for it. And it's just so fun. And the music, the blues, because, it's all about the history of the blues in the South and how that kind of lures these evil spirits to try and kind of suck the talent and the ancestral wisdom from them. It's really cool.
Is this one of those films that is up on streamers at the same time? Is it just cinema?
Thank God. Yeah. This is like a cinema movie. And it was really cool because I think word of mouth really spread, and like all the IMAX screenings were sold out last week. I just had a little peek and it was like, cool. It's, all the big screen, like people were going out to see it and people still going out, but it hasn't had the best marketing here. So I can go on about that for another time, but yeah, I think word of mouth has spread. People are like, this is a cool movie. It's definitely like, you've got to see it. And I think you've almost got to see it twice. Also, if you do see it, there's a credit scene, but you have to wait the very, very, very end of the credits, and then there's a second post-credit screen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So Sinners, by the director, Ryan Coogler,
yeah. Ryan very Coogler. Cool.
Okay. So two strong recommends for people to get out and hit the cinemas.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Hey, Litty, thank you so much for ViewMaster this morning. We'll look forward to catching up in a week's time.
Yes. See you in a week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
ViewMaster, only on 95BFM.